Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Audio.
What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone.
Hey, it's Chinese best friend.
We haven't been together in the studio in a while, man.
Yeah, Mike, I don't know what the hell is going on. You finally came back from your long vacation in Africa.
Yes, man. I went home. This is the longest I've actually been in Ghana. I've never, usually I'm going like 7 to 10 days. This time I was there for like 21 days, man.
Wow.
You know, I just need to get away. I need a vacation and I need to get away. And I got away, motherfucker. I'm the one that got away.
Well, I thought you was never going to come back. I thought you joined like Ghana Air Force or
Ghana
Marines. I don't know.
No, they won't let me in the Marines, man. I'm not, you got to be like under 25 to join the Marines or the Ghana Army, okay? I'm not going to join the service. They won't let me in.
Well, the outfit you're wearing right now, it looks like a helicopter dropped you off.
Yeah, dropped me off home, finally, man. I like Evel Knievel, motherfucker. The low-budget, urban, the ghetto Evel Knievel. How you been?
Oh, I'm good, Mike. You know, before you left Ghana, I didn't get a chance to see you. Congratulations on your world-breaking news engagement.
Yes.
The first ever in the Breakfast Club.
It was the first ever. You know, and the thing about it, when I did it, I didn't think it was the first ever. I don't watch the show that much to know, like, if anybody's ever done it. I didn't know I was the first one till I got there. Not till I got there, till I did it.
Yeah.
It wasn't my intentions to do it that on that such a great big platform. You know, what made me decide to do this and why? Because nobody knew I was going to do this. You didn't know I was going to do this.
Yeah, I didn't know it.
Nobody knew.
Yeah.
And that's the good thing about engagement. It shouldn't just surprise the woman. I think it should surprise every fucking body. Because a lot of time when people know your moves, you're going to have people that are going to try to like, hey, Mike, you know, don't do it. Or bitches like, hey, Mike, come on, how about Mike Coochie? You know what I mean? You about to make So, you know, sometimes you might tell your best friend. He might be like, hey, you sure you want to do this? The best thing to do when you're trying to propose to a woman, this is really your decision as a person.
Yeah.
Is you have nothing to do with your friends. Is you have nothing to do with your family. You know, you don't go ask, I mean, not unless you're not sure about the person. When you are sure about the person that you are proposing to, you don't need no one's permission because yeah, all they're going to try to do is discourage you.
Yeah.
You know, hey, man, come on. You remember that time she did this? Remember this and that? You remember this? Are you sure she's the one? She's a this. She's a gold digger. She did. She dead. You know, too much shit.
Yeah.
But when you know that person, you know, like I know Ryder.
Yeah, she's an amazing girl, Michael Blackson.
Ryder is the best woman on earth.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, with Ryder, I feel like I have a wife,
yes,
a mother, a guardian, and an accountant.
Yeah.
A manager. She has all those things in her. She's that great of a person. It's like I got one stop shop. Is that what it's called?
One stop shop? Is that going to Costco? And
yeah, because if I did any other woman, I'm gonna need a woman and of course, great everything. Like in bed, we are so compatible in bed. You know, sex is amazing. I mean, yeah. You know.
That's the most important part.
Very important, man. I mean, your dick has to get hard for your woman all the time.
Yeah.
And she keeps my dick hard. I mean, to bring my dick, between us.
Dick in the show.
Yeah, but yeah, because if I was to propose to another woman, she probably won't have all those characters that Ryder has. Yeah. So now I have to get a bitch that got good pussy. Now I need another bitch that can count. I need another bitch to like, you know, to cook food. Another bitch to do this. With Ryder, I got 7 bitch in one. Excuse me, I ain't gonna call my woman a bitch, but you know what I mean.
That's pretty good, you know, characteristics.
Yeah, it's very important, man. Guys, don't propose a woman because you pussy whipped.
Yeah.
Not just that. Make sure she could whip pussy and whip a fucking meal too on the stove. Make sure she could fucking be, if you need help with accounting, if you need help, if you have baby mother, you know, anything that you need, woman that could deal with all those things, that could help you through those things, you know?
Yeah.
And Ryder is that type. Ryder is definitely, and she don't want, and besides just being my woman and being a great woman, she don't want, you know, then she goes on the road with me and work.
Yeah, she's so amazing. I see her.
She works. She comes on the road and works. She, you know,
she helps
and
you.
And she don't even want money. She don't want no money, right? Then she don't even want me to pay her for her work. I'm like, no, I'm going to pay you for working.
Wow.
You know, she don't want to get paid for work. She said, Mike, I'm just here to help you. You my man. And whatever you need help with, that's what I'm here for. And, you know, a lot of time people do that just to, like, get you in. And then once you just sucked in and then you see that true colors, man, I'm not worried about none of that. Ryder is definitely.
She's been through a lot with you. She's
an MVP.
Yeah, MVP.
So overall, I got a great woman. So I didn't need nobody's permission. That's why it was a secret. Breakfast Club did not know. That I was gonna do that. That's why Charlamagne
was shocked.
He was so shocked that he almost ruined it. But he didn't. Yeah. He had no idea either. Even when I was going through my bag for the ring, he didn't know what I was doing. He was just trying to make me look stupid because he knew I was gonna pull out a ring.
Yeah, he was so surprised.
He wanted me to look so stupid that, you know. But when I pulled the ring out, he looked so stupid that he tried to congratulate me. But thank you, Charlamagne, for the support.
It was all over the internet.
It did. We did shut the internet down. Not only was it over the internet, since it happened, she gained about 80,000 followers.
Wow.
Then it verified her because everybody was just, you know.
Did they verify her already?
She got verified.
Congratulations, Ryder. Woohoo.
She, you know, and the thing about it, when she be prior to her engagement, you know, she tried to get verified. They like, no, they said you don't qualify. As soon as she got engaged and everybody on the internet is like looking her up, like, who's this girl? And then she just, boom, she gained 80,000 followers.
Wow.
Boom, became IG verified her on their own.
She didn't even have to ask?
She didn't ask.
Wow.
You didn't notice that?
No, I didn't notice.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
She got verified. So maybe, you know, when you get engaged, you might get verified too, Chinese best friend.
Motherfucker, nobody give a fuck about me. When you Google me, Chinese best friend restaurant in downtown LA will show up. Know what I mean?
Is there a restaurant called Chinese best friend restaurant?
Yeah. I'm trying to, you know, get some free meal over there.
It's like, yo, you're using my name. But
yeah, you're using my name. I didn't see you last year. What the fuck? Yeah, that's crazy.
So, So I did not know it was going to go that viral.
Yeah, that went viral.
The whole world knew about this proposal. I mean, yes, it stopped me. It's, you know, it probably
lost
a few side bitches. You know, but also, you know, but the most important part of it is like, I feel it made me grow up. I feel very grown.
Yeah.
Like if I was the baby, I'd be the grown up right now. Like it definitely grew me up, you know? And I think I'm old enough
for
today.
It's time for you to grow up, motherfucker.
Eventually you gotta grow up, you know? And the thing about it, I'm growing up with the right person. Like I don't, you know, Rada is a woman. Her name is Rada for a reason, because she's a Rada Da chick.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Miss Rada Da.
Rada Da. What's up, Mother Suckers? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Carrie Richardson. I hope I'm saying her
name
right.
Oh, the runner lady.
So the runner lady who was disqualified from the Olympics.
Yeah.
Because she smoked weed.
Yeah. Boo. Everybody smokes weed.
Well,
Usain Bolt smokes
weed. The thing about
weed.
It, she smoked weed and she was still fast. Imagine she smoked crack. She would be at the Kentucky Derby. Fuck the race. She'd be running with the fucking horses. Okay.
Yeah.
But so they had, I guess it's more like a charity run, something like that.
Also, they disqualified for the Olympics.
Not for Olympics, but I think the world was curious.
Yeah.
To how fast she really is, and can she keep up with the girls that won?
That won in the Olympics.
So they had this thing called a Profontaine, some kind of classic 100-meter running classic race with her and those girls that won and a few other girls, like 8-9 of them.
Just to see the world, just wondering
what
the...
Like, what should they have done in the Olympics?
Yeah.
But the thing about it, they were wrong for that because the girls trained for the Olympics. Like, this girl, you know, she came in last place. She came, like, ninth place out of 8 niggas or something like that. It was like, she's, like, way last. Like, dog, she's, like, way last. Yeah, I think she was so far back, like the other girls in first class and she was in coach. That's how far apart they were. Came in last place, complete last. But she must have raced by confidence. She probably just thought she was so good that she didn't need to train or practice. Because I don't think she really practiced. You know, She probably just, because when she got disqualified, what she was doing? Making appearances here and there?
Oh, she was
turning up, hanging out. I thought one time I thought she was going to date the baby.
Yeah, they did a video together, I think.
They were, he was something where he was trying to holler at her, whatever. You know, she was hanging out with everybody. Da Baby, Lil Baby, Big Baby.
Little Bow Wow.
Lil Bow Wow, Big Bow Wow, no. Lil John, Big John, Grown Up John, Medium John, Adult, D Adult, Da Baby, D Infant, Grown Up. She was turning up with everybody. So,
yeah, there's no way she could.
The thing about it, she should have just not did it. You know what that's like me? That's like me not going on stage for 2 months and then decide because I feel like I'm just so good at stand up, I go compete against a guy that was just on stage yesterday.
Oh, you know? Come on, Michael Blackson. Don't underestimate yourself. I've seen you on stage. You kill them motherfuckers. I think if you take... Oh, you took a few months off?
Yes. I came back.
You're seasoned.
I am.
I mean, you've been fucking running the stage for what, 28 years now?
Yes, I was off. I think I was on off stage for a whole month almost, and the first day I came back, I went straight to work.
Yeah, I was able money to make back it for your big school.
Oh yeah,
make some money.
Yeah,
for your
especially
school.
After these guys are stealing money, so now I have to go get money back. So, so that's what happened. The girl raised and.
Wow.
You know, it was terrible because everybody knows she liked to.
She's the last out of 9 people.
She was. How? 10th out of 9 people.
I can't believe
that. I mean,
that.
The thing about it, you know, she's known for smoking weed, but at that race, she got, they smoked her. She got smoked. Right. She got smoked like a blunt in, that Snoop Dogg smoked.
They should have. It's Snoop Dogg's green room?
Yes. So it was. But, you know, I think she'll bounce back. Sometimes we need things to humble us.
Yeah.
She probably was so, probably confidence and cockiness, all of that combined.
You're right.
And sometimes things humbles you. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
You know, when you just think you're on top of the world.
That's it. Sometimes you know, shit gotta wake you up.
You need stuff to just calm you down sometimes. So that's what happened.
Well, I hope she comes back, Mike, because, you know, I want to see her run again.
Well, yeah, I definitely want to see her run again. I want to see her redeem herself. That's the most important part. You have to redeem yourself. Because black people, we're very mean.
Yeah, I mean, you guys blow up the internet. There's so much memes about her.
They
forgot about Bill Cosby.
Yeah, Bill Cosby, like, thank you, Shakira Richardson, for coming in 9th place. You know, even Kelly, like, thank you. Now they can stop talking about me. You know, so it's all good, man.
Yeah, she'll be back. Shakira,
I wish you the best. I'm not, you know.
Maybe we should have her as a guest in the show, Michael Blackson.
Who, Shakira?
Yeah, you think she'd come?
Yeah, why not? She should.
Producer, you think we can have her, sir? Shakira, what's her name?
Richardson. Another thing that happened also recently, of course, we all know about PJ Washington, who got finessed by the IG Brittany Renner for $200,000 a month. This guy. So I think a lot of these women, you know, the women out there that target athletes for a reason, you know. These athletes make a lot of money. The nigga on the bench makes $2-3 million a year, okay? You know what child support is on that? It's a lot of money. So there are some women out there that target athletes, and, you know, some of these guys don't be thinking. We see a nice booty and a nice smile.
Automatic.
And, you know, next thing you know, you're pregnant, and you stuck with $200,000 a month.
Damn.
For 18 years, okay?
That's
exactly what happened. She told everybody she definitely made her come up. Okay. I guess for the next 5 years, PJ's, Washington's, Jackson's, and his Franklin's will all be going to Brittany Renner for her.
Oh,
Child
yeah,
Support
I heard
Foundation.
About her. Wow.
So, yeah, yes. Yeah, so fellas, be careful. Please be careful out there. Watch where you bust a nut in, put a condom on. Pull out. Just don't let no woman trick you. And these women will trick you like, oh my God, just nut in me. Give me nut. I want to feel that nut. They'll lie to you and tell you they're on birth control. I'm on birth control. Let me feel that nut. I'm going to feel your cum.
And next thing you know, they next disappear.
You know,
and
you came and she left to the family court, okay?
Yeah, that happened to my friend, Mike, in the laboratory where I work. He already has 6 kids. And 12 years later, I guess the court finally found him. he had an affair somewhere 12 years ago. Knock on his door, hey, they need DNA tests, I guess. And it was his kid. And he goes, fuck, he just went home to the Philippines. it's no point. He goes, there's no fucking point in working anymore.
How old is the kid?
12. So he'll back child support.
Whoa. See, they got to know their rules and laws. Like, mm-hmm. If you don't know the child wasn't yours, you're not responsible. Yeah, I guess it depends on the state.
Oh, yeah, California. He got him. I went to a child support court before, and there's this guy. He was like 55 years old. And he was in court. I hear everything. The judge goes, you still owe $450,000 in child support. So I guess he was a military. He goes, judge, I'm disabled now. I was in the military. I didn't know this was my kid. And so he got end up screwed. So,
yeah. So fellas, pull out, put a condom on. We need male birth controls, man. We need.
Yeah, they should have that.
We need like a plan B or plan D for the plan of the dick. Plan D.
You're right, huh?
Yeah.
How something come Dr. Fauci never invented that?
Yeah, man. Come on. They get us out of family court. And
oh, they're trying to trap us. That's why.
Dr. Fauci works for them, man.
Yeah, they will never make male birth control.
Fellows, be careful out there, But besides that, like I said, I'm happy. I'm engaged.
Congratulations,
thank
Michael
you very
Blackson.
Much. I'm a happily engaged man. Love my fiance.
Are you going to make a Chinese-African baby soon?
Yeah, pretty soon we'll probably hope make some Tiger Woods mixed with Barack Obama's, okay? Well, if it happens, I'm not a spring chicken.
But you could just leave the kid in Ghana for your school. Oh. And you don't have to take care of the kid until later. Can I drop off Chinese baby there?
That's a good idea, man. I put him sitting, right? Have the baby in Africa, have him go to the school in the village, right?
Yeah, that's what happened to us, me and my brothers. My mom and dad dropped us off in the Philippines when we got big, brought us here. And then when we were in the airport, my parents picked us up. We're like, who are these strangers? We're going to live with them.
How old were you then?
Well, I was 14. I knew who my mom was, but I was living with my grandma. My grandma was a principal of the middle school and high school.
For real?
So I had a good life. Shit, lunchtime. You don't have to wait in line. 1,000 kids, this is a big school. Come over here, go eat. Hang out in the principal's office. I never did homework in my life. That was probably a bad thing.
Well, congratulations, man.
You
still turned out something. I mean, you...
Yeah, well, I don't know, my girl. What?
I mean, okay, you turn out to be a piece of shit, Johnny.
Yeah,
Beth, but
don't
worry
about
it.
Thanks a lot, Mike. You don't have to filter.
It's not too late, Chinese best friend. You could
Can
difference.
I go to your school then? Well, it's too
late.
Nah,
you won't need to work.
No, I'm too late, yeah.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson. It's a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.